Hello and welcome again to Snippets with Uta. Well, it's the start of a very hot week, and yes, temperatures are rising. And unfortunately, the UK is on course for a record wildfire year. Yes, the UK may be on track for its worst year of wildfires. There have been 115 blazes and more than 95 square miles have been burned since 1st of January, according to European Forest Fire Information System figures. It means that 2025 is already the second worst year on record by area burned and number of fires. Well, not only the UK is hot. On the island of Sicily, they have a hotter problem. The Etna's volcano makes red sky at night. The Etna erupted again in April for the fifth time. The eruption caused explosions heard in the nearby city of Catania in eastern Sicily, and a column of gas and ash rose several kilometers into the air. I found that fascinating. I visited Sicily, I think now three times, and it just buzzes. Is a buzz to see that when it erupts. Anyway, surely that keeps people awake at night. Yes, it did me. And so what can you do generally? Well, how to battle sleep? Get a good night's rest? Muscle relaxation is the key element. It's a method to quieten the brain. This is what Dr. James says. And it returns to its progressive muscle relaxation when you do that. This works by giving your brain another focus while also including a relaxed physical state. To do this, Dr. James says, lie flat on your back and start mentally scanning your body from head to toe. What are you doing? Or what you're doing is tensing each muscle, holding them for a few moments until it starts to get a little bit uncomfortable and then releasing them, he explains. You might start off with your facial muscles, like your forehead or your jaw, and then slowly work your way down all the way to your toes. Well, so many times it helps. Are you asleep now? No. Relaxed? Yes. So many times it helps. But 93% of young people worry about what? About money. More than a third, 35%, of 18 to 21-year-olds worry about their finances every day, research found. But only a fifth want to learn about debt management, the survey for Santander UK discovered, which is actually pretty bad. There should be more, should be a higher percentage. 93% of the young people surveyed said they worry about money generally. 30% had learned about student loans at school. 1 in 8, 12%, had been taught about personal loans, and a fifth, which is 21%, recalled learning about credit cards. Well, I've got a few facts about money for you, actually. Actually, they are fast facts about inheritance money. A third of people aged between 35 and 55 and a fifth of people aged 45 to 54 have received financial support from their parents, according to a NatWest survey. Last year, 40% of first-time house buyers were given financial help by their families and received £52,700 on average, according to the Office for National Statistics. Gifts and loans from the Bank of Mum and Dad totaled £9.4 billion in 2023, according to analysis from property firm Savills. And this amount has doubled since 2019. And for millennials, the group which was born around the millennium, inherited wealth will be worth on average 16% of their lifetime earnings compared with 9% for the previous generation. These are numbers which are quite an eye-opener. There are several ways to boost one's income. We are going now in a different direction. I found this. A zoo poo goes on sale. So they try to boost their income by selling its animals' excrement as fertilizer. and to help finance improvement work on site with the proceeds. Marie Gascoigne of Sowerby Hall and Gardens Zoo in Bridlington, East Yorkshire, said, "The compostable waste will create a nutrient-rich fertilizer for visitors to make the most of. And they pay for it, and we get the money, which helps. I guess not every poo, or everyone's poo, is for sale. So, where do you go if, well, if you need to go? Poo or pee? Fewer public places are open and York can't hold on for more loos. People are urinating and worse in the streets of York due to a chronic lack of public toilets, a report has found. Almost half of people who relieved themselves outside in the North Yorkshire city said they did so because there were no public facilities. It happens mainly in the city centre, where the lack of public toilets lead to people taking desperate measures, said one respondent. York Council is considering issuing offenders with a flat £100 fine instead of taking them to court. Well, I just returned back from France and I can tell you there are loads of public toilets. Really funny to access and, to be honest, really funny to look at when you go inside. But that's an experience of another level. Let go of all things, of many unwanted things, of many unneeded things. Do a weekly digital clutter, declutter. Set aside 15 minutes each week to clear the inbox. Organize your desktops and file any documents you have in your inbox. It feels nice to start the week with a clear inbox and digital desktop. Declutter and you might find something valuable. Maybe a painting? Well, a Constable sketch sells for £320,000. A previously unknown sketch by John Constable sold for £320,000 at auction on Saturday. The artwork, which is believed to have been created between 1809 and 1814, is of the countryside that surrounded the artist's childhood home at East Birkholt on the Sussex and Essex border. And the 12-inch by 15-inch sketch entitled Dedham Vale Looking Towards Langham was found in a private family collection in North Yorkshire. It was expected to sell for £150,000 to £200,000. Constable is best known for his oil painting The Hay Wain, which won a gold medal at art exhibition at the Paris Salon in 1824. What you don't want to find is a skeleton in your cupboard. Someone called the police, as a dead body turned out to be a mannequin. Yes, a shop window model. Police are investigating after officers responded to reports of a body being found, only to discover the figure was a mannequin. Hampshire and Isle of Wight Constabulary said it was called to reports of the body of a man being found in Hythe. 14 emergency services personnel needlessly responded to the incident, they said. I bet they were all a bit curious when they found out that it was a shop window model. Many real dead bodies were fondly remembered, and they were the ones, or who are, the Titanic victims. The 1,500 passengers and crew who died in the sinking of the liner Titanic in 1912 were remembered at a service in Belfast yesterday. The annual ceremony marked the 113th anniversary of the disaster when the ship built in Belfast collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic during her maiden voyage. The city's Lord Mayor, Mick Murray, laid a wreath at the service. Among those attending was Marjorie Wilson, whose grandfather went down with a ship. So if you think sailing on a ship is dangerous, then walk. Walking briskly may cut risk of irregular heart. Well, walking at a brisker pace could slash the risk of heart rhythm problems, according to a study. The findings suggest brisk walking may be a safe and effective exercise to reduce arrhythmia, which causes the heart to beat too quickly or too slowly, researchers said. A team led by academics from the University of Glasgow analyzed data from 420,925 people from the UK Biobank, whose walking speed was available from questionnaire responses. A slow pace was defined as less than 3 miles an hour, while an average pace was 3 to 4 miles an hour, and a brisk pace was more than 4 miles an hour. Researchers found an average of brisk walking pace cut the risk of heart rhythm problems by 35% and 43% respectively compared to a slow pace. Well, get a spring in your step and listen to music. Walking, exercising or at work, it is good for you to listen to the music. Do you have the top 20 tunes to commute to? Well, commute or work out to? Well, you can think of your own 20, but I read out the 20 ones from the newspaper to you. Number one is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. Number two is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Number three is Happy by Pharrell Williams. Number four, I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. Number five, Manic Monday by the Bangles. And number six, I'm Still Standing by Elton John. Number seven, I Want to Break Free by Queen. Number eight, Lose Yourself by Eminem. And number nine, Work by Rihanna featuring Drake. Number 10, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. And number 11 is Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Number 12, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Number 13, Back to Black by Amy Winehouse. And number 14, Under Pressure by Queen and David Bowie. We have number 15, I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston. Number 16, Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. And number 17, We Are the Champions by Queen. Number 18, Don't Stop Believing by Journey. And number 19, Firestarter by The Prodigy. And number 20, Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves. So maybe you like something else. Maybe you like classical music to go to sleep. Well, loud manhole cover keeps locals awake. Residents of a Coventry suburb say they have not been able to sleep for a year due to the noise a loud, loose manhole cover makes when cars drive over it. The manhole cover in Willenhall has been inspected by water firm Severn Trent, but the company say it cannot fix it until it's given permission to close the road by the city council to work on it. It drives me mad. I can hear it at night when I go to bed, says Anne, an elderly resident on the road. It's been going on for a year or more. Well, that's annoying. So please focus on what you can control. A common psychological recommendation is to separate what is within your control from what is not in your control. Instead of focusing on the chaos, your mind, direct your energy towards areas you can change. This is key in managing feelings of helplessness, which are common when things feel messy or out of control. And with that, I leave you to it. So relax and do your control. Goodbye from Eve, goodbye from Uta.